Lynn Sweet is the Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief for the Sun-Times. She's on the Team Hochberg phone line now. And Lynn, this brings up all sorts of questions, some medical, some political. What are you hearing at the moment there in D.C.?
Well, a lot of people were up late last night when this broke to try and make sense of it. So what I'm hearing is really this is going to be my analysis, because I don't want to pretend that I've done any more survey or in-depth reporting here, because there's only so many people you could call at 2 in the morning
right,
when this story broke. So here's just a few top things to think about on it. And the most important thing is we don't know the symptoms of President Trump. We don't know, is he sick and can function and do some things, or sick, you're in bed sleeping it off and taking a lot of medicine. Ironically, one thing on his schedule today was to do a phone event with seniors who are vulnerable and at risk for COVID-19. So some other things to think about here. Well, will this second debate come off, even the third one? After the big controversy, storm of controversy over how Trump hijacked this first debate this week, the debate commission wanted to change the rules, and there was a whole back and forth developing over whether or not they would and what that change would be. Now, who knows if Trump is going to be in shape for a debate? Who knows? Right now, we have a Wednesday vice presidential debate, and then I just think this is a turning point in the campaign. This is a game changer. And the impact, we just won't know yet until we figure out just how sick is President Trump.
Right. And it's known that it can take days for an infection to be detectable by a test. And then some people are asymptomatic. Some people develop more serious symptoms. Obviously, people of Donald Trump's age are more susceptible to problems, but we just don't know. And then, of course, people are going to be questioning the information coming out of the White House. There's a report now this morning that I believe, according to Governor Christie, who was part of the debate prep team, that people were not wearing masks in those sessions. So we're going to be hearing a lot more as we go through the day, I'm sure.
Well, the White House is famous for not encouraging mask use and having a culture that discouraged social distancing and mask use. And this is something that people know for themselves. Just look at the video of the ceremony a few days ago announcing the appointment of Chicago-based Judge Amy Coney Barrett to be on the Supreme Court. There are no social distancing practices happening. In fact, the degree of masklessness was so severe, the president of Notre Dame University, who was there at the Barrett announcement, ended up having to apologize, because even he caved to the pressure not to wear a mask, even though he presides over a school that was telling every student to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. So the custom and culture of the Sun-Times to do the contrary practice to what the medical experts of the nation were urging has brought about the president and the first lady becoming ill. I'm not surprised, because they have hosted big events at the White House, and Trump has been exposed to a lot of people, even though he said he thought he was served because everyone around him took a test. Mm-hmm. But that shows that wasn't an armor. It was a protection that had it wasn't the suit of armor that he thought it was.
Although we know from Joe Donlan, who did the interview recently with the president for News Nation, that when you go to the White House, you have to wear a mask, you have to take a rapid test, and then, of course, they have hand sanitizers everywhere. Masks are required inside the White House, a number of people limited when you bring a TV crew in there. So they're very careful right there. But The president's been around a lot of people, and we'll be hearing more. They're doing some contact tracing now, so we may know more later on. Lynn Sweet.
Well, Hope Hicks, the senior advisor who tested positive, was just one among many White House people who have been around her, who have been around the president and the first lady. The other thing that will probably happen, if it hasn't happened already, is the cancellation of a big rally in Wisconsin, which was becoming so controversial because of the infection spike in Wisconsin. And Trump was going to have a rally that would bring together thousands of people who most likely would not practice social distancing nor wear a mask.
Appreciate the reporting on quick notice. Sun-Times Washington Bureau Chief Lynn Sweet. More to come. Have a good day, Lynn. Thank you.
Okay, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.